The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled.
Amongst other great things, and have a great interview today with one of the co-chairs of the W.E.B. Du Bois sculpture project, Ari Zorn, and psyched to have him be part of our program today. We took a stroll last week down by the river, the Housatonic River, and really had some fun discussing WB and some of his work around the water, and got into some of the flow of money that is coming out of the work of Ari Zorn, and pretty psyched about that as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to And So It Flows. I'm your super waterman, your ambassador for water. Got some music lined up for you just now. We'll see what we got going on. I think we're going to start the show with something that a lot of people know and a lot of people have heard before. It's a little bit of Pure Water by Migos.
Woo! Y'all ain't know her, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go!
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs and they after me.
Bad.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Big,
give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski.
Hey.
So many bad bad, they harassing me.
Bad.
They like me cause I rap and be with the athletes. Stop asking me, I know they mad at me.
Nah.
Hop in the coupe, then I slide like it's Vaseline. West Coast 6, poach on like a trampoline. Take a brick out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle her, I know how to handle her. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up. Toss a 50 up, make them tie the club up. Took your bitch out the game, I had to sub up.
Swap.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs and they after me.
Bad.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford it.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford it.
Pick the name easy, make her open up and eat it. Stars in the ceiling, in my seats, they Tempur-Pedic. I see them up with watching and they plotting, trying to sneak me.
Yeah.
I can hear the thought, can't trust the thought, they telling secrets. Big back, take look back, little new
cash.
Catch them down bad and nigga can cry a whole river. Knock on my back, I'm taking care of the whole village. Somebody got shot, what you talking about, Willis? In the lobby with a brick of Ricky Bobby with your dip. I go Lawrence with the fit, in the Rory with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent. He was popping, so I popped and pray to God repent.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs and they after me.
Bad.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
cash.
You got the bag but can't afford it.
Take off. No limit to the money. Nah. I picked the gang up, took a flight across the country. I took the waitress, told her to keep the ones coming. Hit the store to get some backwoods and left the rape running. Looking like they blind, but we already on it. In the left with Celine, like that bag that she wanted. A lot of teams, busting at them jeans, make you want it. Take you wanna spend a 50, hit the same with a donut. Whole team full of queens, gotta keep their eyes on them. Snake in the sky, probably wanna slide on them. I bet they ride on them when I put that prize on them. 10 bad, okay, though, got 5 of them.
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad, then they after me. Bang. 1 bad, look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bag, but can't afford them.
Two-step. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Two-step. Oh, yeah.
I've been in all ships, it's about to go down on Titanic, Titanic. There's a lot going on in my head right now, but I manage,
I manage.
Good heart, good soul, both been in bad hands, I could deal damage,
yeah, real damage.
Both hands in the air as I scream out prayers. My demons show their face in the midnight air. Just got a new house, gotta hide the skeletons in the closet and keep them there, really trying to forget about them. They tell me God watching over me, I don't doubt it. I can see I'm getting tired of me sinning and wilding. Don't know what to do with myself these days.
Young rich,
I done fell in love with the pain. But all this money don't rid me of my pain. But everywhere I go, I can make it precipitate rain. F***ed up, I did. F***ed up, I am. Calm down, I can't. Here we go again. Abandoning all ships, it's about to go down. No Titanic, Titanic. There's a lot going on in my head right now, but I manage,
yeah, I manage.
Good heart, good soul, both been in bad hands, I could deal damage,
yeah, real damage.
Both hands in the air as I scream out prayers. My demons show their face in the midnight air. Set sail in the bottle, I'ma drown in it, drown in it. It fills me up, but whatever goes up goes down in it, down in it. At the end of the day, I'm blessed, oh yes. Crack a smile with it, smile with it. Now I'm frowning again, life goes so fast. Watch it blow in the wind. Can't get time back, I've been begging for it. F***ed up, I did. Oh, f***ed up, I am. Here we go again. I'm bending all ships, it's about to go down. No Titanic, Titanic. There's a lot going on in my head right now, but I manage,
yeah, I manage.
Good heart, good soul, both been in bad hands, I could deal damage,
yeah, real damage.
Both hands in the air as I scream out prayers. My demons show their face in the midnight air.
Midnight air, midnight air, midnight air. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here with you today. Having all sorts of water culture coming straight from the heart of the Berkshires to all around the world. Here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield. And then 88.1 WSBR in Lee, and anywhere you get your podcasts. And we're, as you can see, we're transforming into the video format, and excited about the process and the steps and the errors and the breakdowns and the breakthroughs that come with that. And really what it's about is to have water have a voice. And an intentional voice. We got a little bit of news coming your way, a little bit about data centers and how they're coming to Western Mass. That'll be coming in a second. And also have a great interview today that's brought to us by our friends over at the W.E.B. Du Bois Sculpture Project. And we spoke a little bit about his activism. W.E.B. Du Bois activism around water, and super psyched about that. We're joined by Ari Zorn, had a pre-recorded interview down from the Great Barrington section of the Housatonic River Walk. So psyched about that, and brought in a little bit of the Great Barrington vibe on that. A little bit more coming your way just now from our friends over at New England Public Media. And a little bit more we have here. Let's see what we have with this Westfield planning a $4 billion data center with help from state tax breaks.
This is 88.5 NEPM. Massachusetts lawmakers paved the way. Will Westfield cash in on a $4 billion?
Is it coming through? I don't know. We're hoping.
I'm Carrie Healy.
We're hoping it's coming through. Yes, it is.
Government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie. Good to be back.
Lawmakers may be on summer break, but their actions are still making the news, including a project that could be one of Western Massachusetts' biggest ever. A $4 billion data center campus is planned for Westfield, made possible by new state tax breaks. Local leaders say it could deliver thousands of jobs, while environmental advocates are warning the state to tighten protections. Chris, that tax law from 2024, how did it change the game for Westfield?
That wide-reaching 2024 law had sales and use tax exemptions for qualified data centers. And that can apply to a whole host of things that will help get this project up off the ground. Breaks on taxes for equipment, software, electricity usage, even the construction costs for building the center or renovating facilities.
And the jobs. What's the economic punch here?
Officials behind this project expect that this could generate up to 400 full-time jobs for the data center itself, and that it would also support up to 2,000 construction jobs for close to a decade solely for the work needed to get this up and off the ground.
But why are we talking about Westfield, of all places?
Yeah, officials have had their eyes on this because of some of the surrounding infrastructure in Westfield. It's close to an Eversource transmission interconnect. It has a new substation that's going to boost, you know, power reliability for the region and give it some easier access to stuff that's really critical to making a data center work, unsurprisingly. It's also got a roughly close airport. And, you know, I think folks are under the impression that the energy costs out in your neck of the woods are going to be pretty attractive compared to, you know, the denser part of the state here in the east.
Well, there are always two sides to every story, Chris. So what pushback has surfaced so far?
Yeah, the pushback so far has been primarily on environmental grounds. There's been a lot of hand-wringing lately about the power needed, the water needed to run large data centers, and some folks from groups such as the Conservation Law Foundation want the state to put a little bit more safeguard around this project to force better energy efficiency and decrease some of the resource usage that would come from this.
How soon could shovels actually hit the ground on this?
I think the work could start in about the next 6 months or so. Definitely within the next year, according to one of the key developers working on this. Obviously, the construction timeline could be long, given that some of the construction jobs are projected to exist for 8 to 10 years, but this could get going pretty soon.
I want to talk a little bit about the economic development law. It enabled Westfield to be competitive with other states. What makes this so unique?
Yeah, I think that those tax breaks are really significant. You look at Connecticut, one of our neighbors, for example. They've had a law on the books, I believe, for about 4 years now with some tax incentives for data centers. But as of last year, I think only one company, Cigna, had taken advantage of that. So what's really interesting here is this law has been on the books for far less time than in Connecticut. And already we've got one major project that is on the verge of tapping into these available credits. Rep. Mike Finn has also pushed for this data center as a way to offset some of the job losses that Western Massachusetts has seen in recent years, with groups like Smith & Wesson and LEGO either closing up their shops or dramatically reducing their footprint.
Yeah, so what's the bottom line? Who is being courted to move in?
ServiceStar is the company that is working on building up this data center, and I think that they're courting a lot of really high-profile tech shops. Microsoft, Google, as we understand it, they have their sights set on, you know, some of the biggest names in this industry.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter at the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. And you can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast.
Yeah, that's a little bit to discuss there. Got the possibility of a data center coming into the western portion of Massachusetts. And, you know, a little bit of opining here. Really, the bottom line is around the game of tax breaks and environmental with such oligarchs. And I mean folks with access to lots of funding. I've always found it in the similar portion of, you know, folks who are building a football stadium, a baseball stadium, a sports stadium of some kind, asking for tax breaks. Now, there's nothing essentially wrong with generating income. You know, it's something to be said about being self-sufficient. So while you're taking the tax breaks, my thought is, do you not have deep enough pockets to generate a bank loan, perhaps, or some way to say that you're going to have some skin in the game around giving back or being responsible for the amount of electricity that, according to news reports, are spiking across the country due to these data centers, and those spikes are hitting people in their homes and their pocketbooks at a time when the economy is a little bit shaky. That's a thought coming to you. And, you know, bottom line is, in the game of tech, we're not anti-tech here. It's more like, are we being responsible? And at the same time, when you're doing all this water use, electricity use, are we sharing that cost just for computers to work? Are we sharing the cost just for tech? Or is tech going to come with ways that they could ease the use of the water or ease the use of electricity, like the type of energy that's actually going to provide, you know, the energy use that's going to save energy, save water. Thought to you by And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. And those of you from last week who were participating around the last couple of weeks, actually, when we were having here WTBR and PCTV a way to donate. If you want to create your own programming, you want to go over to WTBRFM.com, or you could just come into the studios here on Federico Drive. You want to put together your own programming? Come on in, apply for a program, and then those of you who are really committed to having local media have a say moving forward in this world, give a good chance to go to that website and click on that donate button. It's never too late to be generous with your ideas and also some of your money to generate the kind of support where local media can thrive and give yourself a way to share your voice and your ideas. We're going to have Ari Zorn with us in the next couple of minutes. A little bit of humor to lighten the load.
Hello.
Hey, man. How's it going? You want to come over and party or something?
Did you just say party? You know what? No. Because I still hate you, okay?
What are you so mad about?
What do you think I'm mad about?
Come on, man. That was last week. What about the time you ran over my leg with the car?
I let that go that day. Yeah, I remember.
My hand's kicking up. Woo!
Are you in the hot tub?
Answer me this. When you're in spa mode, how come the water level drops in the spa?
Let me ask you this. Are you pressing the buttons in the back panel or in the kitchen?
I just started pressing stuff.
Hey, don't press all those buttons.
I'm getting bored, man. You want to come over and play G.I. Joe's?
I would love to. No! Come on. You know what? Screw you, man.
Ricky, man, you got to cross over the anger bridge and come back to the friendship shore.
Cross over the anger bridge?
Yeah, that's where you're at. You're stuck on the anger bridge.
Can you not see why I'm stuck on the anger bridge? Look, I don't know why I'm talking to you, okay? What is it?
They got bottomless nachos at Bennigan's.
God, a whole mess of nachos sounds good right now. Shoot, you know what, though? I don't have a car no more. Can you come get me?
Yeah, I'll come get you. Which one of your cars do you miss the most? I'll bring that one.
Well, I miss the Hummer.
I'm coming in the Hummer. You ready?
Yeah. No, wait. Okay, our friendship is done, all right? You hear me?
You know you want to hang out in your house. Come on.
Screw you, dude. I'm hanging up, okay? That's it. Bye.
Good to meet you here at Riverwalk. Look at this sign. How Morning. Much longer?
Beautiful river.
Housatonic River. Do not eat. No coma.
Fish, frogs, and turtles. There's other creatures in here. This is a beautiful river.
It is a gorgeous river, and how much longer is that going to be that people won't be able to eat out of this? It's like, what, decades?
Yeah. W.E.B. Du Bois brought this up in 1923.
1923?
Yes. He was admonished the town for not acting on cleaning up the river, although I would say it takes more than a town. It probably admonished the state. I'm an active environmentalist. I am friends with Smiley's Pond. I fish the area. This river has beautiful, beautiful specimens of fish in it and a massive variety of creatures in it, you know, which kind of is mind-blowing when I talk about it, how it's polluted. But W.B. Du Bois talks about, environmental justice as it relates to people. A lot of times people think environmental justice is fighting to save a tree, but we're talking about people and the African Americans and others that lived here.
Yeah.
Didn't have running water, didn't have, you know, they were not allowed access to this river. W.E.B. Du Bois referred to this as the Golden River. It was his childhood memory, and he was highly fond of this river and spoke about it. He also brought it up again in 1961 in a couple of his readings and his teachings.
Yeah, and the game here is like justice around environment happens a lot in inner cities, in places where people don't have political power, like right. in small towns, small villages, all different races. Bottom line is, who's going to run the show? Is it going to be a corporation who comes in, gets tax breaks in order to pollute? Or is it going to be for folks to have a way to live naturally or more naturally, to be able to eat the fish out of the rivers that just go by their house?
Yes.
You know, and this river goes all the way down to the Long Island Sound.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, what, 100 miles or so?
Yeah, or more. Yeah.
Or more that are just still can't eat the fish. You know, we'll be right back.
Colder than I thought.
Go for it.
And a lot of my travels, from being a father, driving my kids around in different sports, AU basketball, all over Massachusetts, I see this same story laid out, where big industry was here, big corporation was here. They have money. They have legislators. They want money. Seems to trump all. Money seems to mean more than human life. But these corporations come in, they do what they want to do. You know, they get money. It's hard to stop them. But when will this type of cycle change? Look what they've done to the country. Great, they're wealthy and they sit in palaces, but look at everybody else. Look at the damage to the environment. Massachusetts is known as one of the most, the geography of Massachusetts is off the charts. What it has to offer, it's a pristine land. How in the world do you not protect it?
So I'm here with Ari Zorn. He's going to be with us today on And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with him regarding... We're here on the Housatonic Riverwalk down in Great Barrington. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, what you're finding out here on this riverwalk, and a little bit about W.E.B. Du Bois and his work around water.
Thank you. You know, it's amazing. I feel like every time I turn around, I'm learning something more amazing about this individual. He almost feels like an unreal character, that he is able to achieve all these things and do all these things in his life. Like, for example, like I'm an environmentalist, conservationist, and then I didn't know this man was championing rivers all around the world.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, I used to live in Hillsdale up until 2016, and I came back and forth across the border from New York to Massachusetts, and I just thought it was a house on the side of the road.
Yeah,
that a African American man lived in, and I didn't know. So, talk to me a little bit about what you're learning here.
I'm just learning that, you know, once, like saying earlier, that everywhere I go, I see this story laid out in this country of industry and factories and chemicals being pumped into the water. So obviously, it's clearly happening around the world.
Yeah.
Which obviously makes sense. Anytime you got big business, you got all kinds of stuff going on. I'll shy away from the word a lot of times, which I would call it. Yes, it is. I would call it environmental corruption and destruction of our planet and its natural resources. You know, something I always say from my Friends of Smiley's Pond page is, you know, I usually finish one of my posts with, love nature and she will love you back.
Yeah,
and
totally.
What that means to me is, it's our responsibility to take care of the very planet that we live on so we can survive. And in that means, and then therefore take care of humans. You know, to me, this is a whole picture. Like environmental justice, the environment, the people, this is one picture. This man, this brilliant man, clearly knows this and sees this. You know, I feel like I have an obligation and a duty to do what I do. I don't do what I do for accolades. From the sculpture project, everything I do it because I feel like it's the right thing and I want to see these changes in the world. I see what's wrong and I want to do something about it. And I meet people like you and many other people, since you, once you step out of your little comfort zone and decide you're going to challenge yourself in this world and fight for something.
I see it like this. I seriously, like, I have no problem with generating income. I have no problem in giving people, creating jobs for folks. And the thing I see around, we're dealing in a world of systems. In a system, ecosystem, there's an economic system. The thing is, the economic system that we live in lives within the environmental system and the ecosystem. So the ecosystem of business is best served by taking care and learning how to clean up after oneself. So that way it could either learn to clean up or make things dirty again and clean it up again. So it's just, it's like having building blocks, okay? And your kid comes in and knocks them all down. And the fun part is, you know how to build it again.
Yeah.
So you can clean it up, build it back up. And that way, there's like a power, the power of having the ability to be like, what do they call those things that you shake up and it cleans off the Etch-a-Sketch?
Yeah, Etch-a-Sketch, yeah.
So you build the thing, and then you shake it,
and
it's clean again.
Yeah.
You can clean the slate. That's the part that we haven't mastered yet.
And if we don't jump on that fast enough, we're not going to be able to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we're not meant to be around that much longer as a species, because for these types of reasons. It's like this world, like you said, pathogens, allergies, diseases, phantoms, storms.
Our food systems are filled with,
but we're no different than the other creatures out here with our existence and everything.
Three men on a bridge.
Nice to have you. Hi. What's your name?
David.
Hey, David, I'm with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O, and we're talking about W.E.B. Du Bois and what he was doing around water. So, you like this river walk?
I just did the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
How far does it go?
Oh, it goes about a mile from here that way.
Great. Great. Thanks. Thanks for stopping in.
Surely.
That way.
All right.
Thank you.
Onward.
Password must be complete.
That's great. That's great.
Should I keep going?
Yeah, let's go.
You know, the other thing, the thing that really amazes me too, is the very fact that we have to sit here and even talk about it. It's as basic as, how do you not protect the environment?
That's it.
I don't understand why we have, I don't care if it's any, when you talk about environmental justice, why are we still talking about racism? Why are we still having these conversations? I mean, I find it that mind-blowing to me. Like, well, wait, I have to educate you that it's important to take care of the environment. We have to educate you that it's important to treat people equally. I'm always stumped by, like, we're still doing this?
Yeah, we're in a, I guess, you know, the way I see it, it's kind of like Socrates was one of my favorite philosophers, and one of his ideas was, we are in the world of our conversations.
Yeah.
So if our conversations continue to grow, we can actually then deal with the thing at hand. And if nobody talks about things, you could hide it, obviously, but it stays hidden. If we have conversations regarding water or finding ways people can connect, just like most people didn't know that W.E. Du Bois was a champion of rivers around the world.
Yeah.
Didn't know. Yeah. He started here with the Housatonic. He was involved in things like the Great Mississippi River Flood. He spoke out for the Niagara Falls, the Niagara region up in western New York. So, pretty amazing.
It just goes on and on with this guy.
Like, yeah.
Quite brilliant. I guess maybe he had the time to do all this because he was started at 15. I don't know. I'm just
like 1923. Yeah. He was talking about the pollution in the river.
So you're talking about a visionary as well.
Yeah.
And then to me, I gotta be honest, you know, yeah, he's brilliant. I am no W.E.B. Du Bois. I will not claim to be. But it's common sense. You know, this is common sense. Protect the environment.
Totally.
My God, we live on this planet.
That's great. Let's move forward to the next stop.
All right.
Okay. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
And I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Peace.
And so it flows.
Go for it. Let's preach.
So, one of my favorite things to do is I love fly fishing. Fly fishing connects me with Mother Nature, because the difference of fly fishing is you have to know the speed of the water, what is hatching, the emergers, the dry flies, and it teaches you to appreciate the river. I find it very zen-like and very healing, but I fish this river. I have seen massive carp, healthy. I've seen the pike, the brown trout, the rainbow trout, rock bass, catfish, sunfish, bluegills, perch, everything.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. A little bit more music. We got a second half of that interview coming up shortly. Let's see what we got here to play. We got a little Oceans and Trees by JT Cannon and Brady Kelly. You're listening to And So It Flows here at WTBR FM 89.7, Pittfield Community Radio 88.1 WSBR in Lee, and anywhere you get your podcasts. So just check out And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Oceans and trees and valleys and hills, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind he's real. There's no doubt in my mind, no. Oceans and trees and valleys and hills, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind he's real. There's no doubt in my mind, no. Posted by the dictionary next to perfect. The dark times I've been through, they all serve a purpose. Every downfall I've had is definitely worth it. I'm enrolled up in the Holy Navy, ready for service. Flowers on the tombstone, yeah, I buried myself. A diamond underground, yeah, I was buried in hell. I couldn't shine, I just needed some help. Then I grabbed his holy hand and I lifted myself. Day one, Jesus Christ, that's my only option. Got the word up on my side, it's the devil plotting. Gave his life to sacrifice, I have not forgotten. Speed it up to H-Town, I ain't never stopping. If you know, no, no, life is not just a game. If you know, no, no, that he rose from the grave, then you know, no, no, that you gon' be okay. You will be okay. Oceans and trees and valleys and hills, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind he's real. There's no doubt in my mind, no. Oceans and trees and valleys and hills, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind he's real. There's no doubt in my mind, no.
Tell the devil, show. Number two, try to stop breaking the rules. Number three, never handle faith all alone. Devil's gonna come through and expose your throne. Never had a dad that would point me to guide. Only had a pad, now I just found a ride. I was super mad, I was cursing at the light. You know I was sensitive, you fed me to the sharks. Little bit I knew he made me stronger than before. Walking testimony, I am helping settle scars. Every time I drown, my God will put me on the shore. Wipe away my tears and tell me it'll be alright.
Oh, oceans and trees.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows and watching the only show for H2O on WTBR FM 89.7 in Pittsfield Community Radio, and then also anywhere you get your podcasts. Super psyched to be here with you. So tell, we're here in Great Barrington, right on the shores of the great Housatonic River. And you tell me a little bit about Blackshires. You're the founder.
I am one of the four original founders. Blackshires is a Blackshires Community Empowerment Foundation.
Yeah.
Is the full name. I'm the money guy. I bring in the money. I'm the community guy. But we run accelerator programs. We get cohorts. We raise the money. We get grants. We pay people to show up. In this moment, it's about African Americans who don't have the same opportunities as other people. A lot of it's been focused in Pittsfield. We're spreading out all over. We're going to be in New York soon, heading into Boston, Springfield. But we run accelerator programs. Basically, imagine a course from A to Z with the support. We pay you to show up because your time is valuable. And a lot of people, obviously, in this situation, don't have the money. Can't just leave work, but we pay you to show up. You go through a whole accelerator program from A to Z. Someone, for example, is a hairdresser and wants to take her business to the next level. Someone wants to start a business. And it's been a major, major success. We have graduated three cohorts, if that's a proper way of saying
what
it.
What is a cohort? I hear cohorts.
Basically,
cohort. To me, I always love to parse the language so it just people can understand it, because sometimes it turns jargony. Like in the world of cohort, what I normally think is a bunch of people conspiring, which might be true, but it's a good conspiracy. In this case,
I call it, it's a group of people.
It
would be our next graduating class.
Okay, great.
You know, so we got a group of people together. Our class has been, we've had to turn people away, but the success of this program speaks for itself. We won Trendsetter Award a few years back, which blew our minds. But we are actually landing people of color in and around the surrounding community jobs in different organizations, some in nonprofit organizations, some in other types of business. But
they're becoming our new start new companies as well.
Well, yes.
Some part of it is that.
Yes.
So it's really a water related thing, because you're creating economic flow.
Yes.
You're creating the ability for people to be foundationally able to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
And to share that with others.
And the structure has never been there for people of color.
Yeah.
And I know others, but Blackshires is designed for people of color at the moment. But the structure and support has never been there.
Like the train, I get it. I totally get it. Like when I grew up, like my dad had a really great position with Chase Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to go into work with him as a four-year-old and count the checks or look at the numbers and help him figure stuff out. A lot of people didn't get that training.
When you don't have that background, because it is truly all about family support and the biggest word, love.
And training.
And a support place. Yeah, but I mean, that's when you come out of that womb and you don't have those things, life is much harder for you.
Yeah,
but
or it becomes a whole new world, especially, let's say, if you're the first person in your family to go to college or the first person in your family to start a business. You know, it almost becomes scary to the identity of the family, so you may not have the cooperation in creating that next thing that you're creating. So that's really powerful.
It's very powerful, you know. I mean, this is a world that we're in, and I gotta say, what's even more powerful about the program to me, and something that it just took us by surprise, is when we did our first program, and that was at Kripalu. It was hosted at Kripalu. We didn't realize the overall, in general, well, first of all, trauma in the country as a whole, and I'm talking about everybody. We're in a country that needs to change and needs to heal. But going back, when all these people, all of a sudden I walk in this room full of 20, 30 black people, and then all of a sudden you realize, and a lot of people realize, they're not alone. We've all been in our battles and our personal struggles,
yeah.
And we feel like we're alone. All of a sudden you stepped in a group, and there was unity, and there was support. People were crying. I mean, like, we did it again. We needed a therapist in the room to help people, because all of a sudden, all these years and years of trauma, this
feeling,
is what generational
thwarted.
Trauma.
Yeah, totally.
Racism does. And, you know, there are people, it's so ingrained in our society that there are people that are good people but don't even realize that they're playing into the very system.
Yeah, yeah.
Good people.
Let's pay attention. We are, with And So It Flows, the only show for a show, having a conversation with Ari Zorn, one of the founders of Black Shards, talking about economic flow, the flow of the Housatonic, eating the fish, all that stuff. Don't eat the fish.
Don't eat the fish.
Do not eat the fish. It's a great river. We're going to learn how to clean it up because that's the game we're playing. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We'll be right back going over to the Berkshire Co-op because they have a really cool space, and we're going to finish up this program today. And just thanks so much for joining And So It Flows. Really great to be with you, Ari.
Thank you.
Talk in a sec.
Yep. I didn't bring up the salmon.
Three's here.
So you're here with us, And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here with Ari Zorn, one of the founders of Black Shards, a big environmental activist. So, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is how to make caring about the environment relevant to all kinds of people. And you were sharing just off camera, you were adopted and you were brought into a community in Brookline.
Yes.
Which is actually one of the wealthiest areas in the whole country.
Yeah, it is.
When it comes to a small city outside of Boston. And what's that like for you, shifting to that and then coming into the world that you're in now?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. So I'm adopted into a Jewish family. That process had started when I was like 6 months. But before we got to Brookline, my parents worked their way up. There was a point we had no money. I understood, like, I thought ramen noodles was a treat, you know. But they worked their way up. But
depends
then,
how you make them.
Yeah,
mushrooms,
it does.
Sausages,
you could
peppers,
do all that.
You
yes.
could do all that. Well,
basic ramen noodles. But I thought that was a luxury. Like, oh, sweet, it's a special night. But they worked their way up. My dad got a job at Yale. That changed our environment. But I guess what I'm talking about is being adopted changed my environment. But also understanding what it was to have nothing, but to go from this environment of New Hampshire, from the family, my biologic family, and all of a sudden you're in Brookline, top schools in the country, top, you know, from elementary schools to Brookline High, was absolutely, utterly, it was shocking for me. It was really shocking.
Yeah, it's different than, like I used to live in Washington Heights, and one of the places I was involved in was George Washington High School. While I didn't go there, I put on some event. This event gave us extra money, and I was able to use some of that money to give away scholarships to high school students going to college. And I was shocked to see at the ceremony that only less than 1/3 of the seats were taken. And I was like, why could that be?
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's a game of, like, you're not going to care about the environment, anything extra, unless you're safe, or if you're not in survival mode all the time. It's kind of like Abraham Maslow and the hierarchy of needs. Like, you don't get a chance to care about those things. So how do we make it relevant?
So that brings up something that's very interesting in my life. So the family that I was adopted into, my mother constantly, and she still says this, she goes, I understand why you didn't do better in school. Well, you know, I was adopted into this family, this Jewish family with two white sisters. I was prime target for everybody. I went to school. School was more scary to me. I was young. I was a child. And I went to school having to protect myself. When I say protect myself, was I would go to school saying, okay, who's going to come at me today? Who am I fighting today? And at what angle and what color am I going to be fighting today? I did not focus on books. I considered school a place where I was sent and put into harm's way. You know? So, think about that. So then there's me being black, like, and I know a lot of other black people, and the Metco system that came into Brookline High bringing inner city kids, you know, from usually really harsh life situations into sunny, liberal, beautiful, wealthy Brookline. It is shocking, and it's very scary.
I would bet, because you're used to a whole different environment. I would, because my life trajectory wasn't there. And at the same time, I would bet anytime you're in a
uncomfortable zone. Talk about comfort zone. Then there's the uncomfortable zone of growth and breaking our brains. So I think part of it is to expand and get uncomfortable and be in areas where, you know, you wake up every morning and then there are these huge, let's say, data centers humming 300 feet behind your house and everyone's getting sick. And can we relate to that? Or can we relate to where oil tanks are and then there's a house nearby? Or in parts of Pittsfield, they have trains running all times a day through people's backyards.
And your environment creates person. I was lucky in my youth. My parents were nature lovers. We traveled, when my dad got, you know, the job, we traveled across country and I hit every national park. I was exposed to the natural beauty of this planet.
Yeah.
Everything you need to heal is provided from this planet. But a lot of people never, ever, ever,
never
get
ever.
This opportunity.
Never.
You know, I do a lot of work beyond this. I'm responsible for, you know, I'm one of the main players in the W.E.B. Du Bois sculpture. And even that was a bunch of like-minded people coming together, and it was still really hard. You know, I'm just making a comment about the larger picture of us all getting along.
Yeah, totally.
It's a long haul on that. But going back to the race issues is, imagine systemic racism, portions of people constantly being beat down and told that they're less, being forced to not have the same access to all these things that other people may have.
You gotta wonder. You definitely gotta wonder. That is Ari Zorn, and thanks again, Ari, for spending the time last week where we had a chance to have that long, great conversation, which is one of the things I love about podcasting, especially water runs through everything, and you could really have conversations that both hit the point and allow people to think and be. And that was amazing. Housatonic River, also amazing. W.E.B. Du Bois, also amazing. I think I got a quote here. Some of his work, just so you know, he was a W.E.B. Du Bois, an advocacy, his work for river restoration. He had a deep appreciation for the Housatonic River near his childhood home in Great Barrington. And in a 1961 letter, he admonished the town for failing to clean and restore the river, envisioning as if a clear and limpid stream flowing gently through grass, trees, and flowers, flanked by broad roadways, parks, as the life stream of the town. And, you know, I wonder what he would have said about Housatonic Waterworks if they probably were still in business back in 1961. So W.E.B. Du Bois, amazing man, brought a lot of attention to water. And for me, it was something that broke my brain when I found out he was also into water. Because I didn't know. I was just driving by his house on Route 23. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Check us out on Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, YouTube Music. Check us out. Look for us. Check out for our little video spots that we're putting out there now. And just thanks again for being a water lover where you are. And everywhere around the world, water is your friend, especially when you take care of it. Got a little music coming your way. And this is by our friend Tom Lehrer. And this is a satire. And he had this really great song called Pollution.
Time was when an American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice. visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware: don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe long as you don't inhale. Lots of things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink, the breakfast garbage that you throw into the bay. They drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Like that, you see?
No, I see, I get the idea.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. Water, water.
Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.